The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. As of December 5, 2023, I will officially become a former member of Longmont City Council. As I transition from life as a local elected official to, again, that of a private citizen, there are a few thoughts and acknowledgements I'd like to share. First, I want to thank the voters of Ward 1 for electing me twice to represent you and your Eastside neighbors on City Council. I never thought I would stand for election and serve as an elected official. Doing so has been an honor and a privilege. I have no doubt my service left many Longmont residents wishing for more or different from me. For those whose expectations I failed to meet, it wasn't from a lack of effort. Second, I want to thank the many City of Longmont employees whose paths I crossed during my 6 years as a council member. There was not a single occasion when you failed to meet my expectations. Indeed, you exceeded my highest expectations over and over again. If I could snap my fingers and plant one thought in the minds and hearts of Longmont residents and taxpayers, it would be an understanding of just how dedicated, competent, and committed the people are who work day and night in service to all of us. Finally, I will reiterate how strongly I believe in the future of Longmont. This is a wonderful community in which to live, raise a family, build a life, and grow old. Longmont is not perfect, but it is exceptional. It is not a collection of problems to solve, although there are problems that need solving, but a community with unlimited potential to differentiate itself from neighboring municipalities and truly become the gem of Colorado's Front Range. This only happens, however, when, or if, those members of the community with something to offer step up, lean in, and work with your elected officials and City of Longmont employees to realize our collective potential. My best wishes to the new City Council and City of Longmont staff members who will be working with them for a productive, successful, and satisfying experience. When you are successful, all Longmonters benefit. Thanks for your service and sacrifice on our behalf.